last line of a long Pesachei Tshuva. So let's show it to you. It's in Kuf Tezvav, Rabbi Osai. Let's get a look. Open up, please. You all have Shulchan Aruch. I hope. Simon Kuf Tezvav. Sivav. Ah, the very last line is the Kon Chavav. I was looking high and low and up and down. Literally the last line. Kost of Ipshitus, the Yichud Lohavi Raglayim Ledover. That's exactly what I was looking for. I couldn't find it. I kept scanning up and down. But I didn't look at the very last line. In Sivkot and Chavav, he says what I told you yesterday, that some people said, it's not considered to be Raglayim Ledov. Fine. Okay. So we're discussing yesterday the question of how Rabbeinu Gershom's Chayim fits in over here. And we had mentioned that in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Tes, has a word, and the Beishmul Tes also has a word. Let's review that as we left off yesterday's shir. Please open up, please. Kuf Ayin Tes Tes, Uchazer again. And the Ramah writes as follows. Yes, Omen, the Bisman Azesh, Shkener, Ben Gershom, Shalagarish, Isha Balkorcha, Eno Neman Lomar, Shema Amino, O Shema Amino, Divri Ho'ed. The Chashinon, Shema Eno, Vdosan, Viacheres. The Gemara has an expression, Shema Eneho, Nosna, Viacher. Nowadays, that you can't divorce a wife against her will, it's the same the other way around. Eno, Nosan, Viacheres. Omen, Amino, Afopisha, Eno, Mamin, is lying. Umenadin also. Al Shoma Shemamina, the Gorn Bala Kerem and the Gershom, Hagos Maimini, Chav Dalad Yud. Okay, this is the first opinion. Frek the Beishmul, let's do review again. Kuf Ayin Tes, Beishmul Tes. On the Ramot Tes. Kuf Ayin Ches, Beishmul Tes, on Ramot Tes. Quote to Marik, 2 days, Menadin or not. Quote to Tarsis Nadarim that we saw was on the screen yesterday. Menadin also. If Cain, since he's credible and he has a divorcer, Gorm will about the Tagos from Menegesha, he has a divorcer. If Meshavach and Menadin also. Avaladasa poskim shevi rav ramo, the A neman lo meshavach and delivery your A, if in fact he's not credible, Aini odea minole the Menadin also, Miachad aleka kan akiris takonis from Menegesha. What are you putting him in the chair for? What did he do? He accomplished nothing. He accomplished absolutely zero. What's going on over here? What's it all about? I mentioned you in the Shias there, Baruch Frankel, quote printed in the bottom of Maigel. Do you have Baruch Frankel in your show? You have it also? You also have it? Oh, good. So you're all able to look, let's look together. You all have it, we're going to read together. Hagoyes, Hagoyin, Rabbi Baruch Frankel. What did Rabbi Hagoyin or Baruch Frankel say? What does he say? He's like this. The first opinion says, Ein Maminin Lo, Ein Onema. What does that mean? Remember, the Beis Meir is the one who made the whole Taram, that the word Nema can mean two different things over here. You can have independent Nemonis, intrinsic Nemonis, and then there's a concept of a lower level called Shavir Avshachaticha Disura. Says the Baruch Frankel, the same thing. He's not Neman intrinsically, but you still say Shav and Ashkhadicha di Surah. Umachmas Shaladatena Machzik and also the Shakran, Bemasha Omeshema Mina. Okay, Menadin also. Avalim Lohoyu Machzik and also the Shakran. Make it taste Lenadis also. Okay, Hikdim Ramosh Ein Mamina also. Vim Kain, Sorach Aget, Eno Elamachmas. So, the Shav and Ashkhadicha di Surah. Who are Gorim Levat, the Chenu Ben Gershom. Okay, Shua Sadin, Linado, so that's how he learns Pshat. Very beautiful Pshat. Let's go on further, Rabbi Osai, over here, and the Ramo, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Tes. And again, the sources are found in the Darkei Moshe, not in Kuf Ayin Ches, but right over here. Kuf Tes Vav, primarily Sif Koton, Yud Dalet. Okay, Rabbi Osai, what's the first day in Ramo? Chem and Gershom, Eino Neman, and it's in Chem anyway. because he's shy ben afsha. That's where Baruch Frankel learns from. Fine. V'yesh omrim, a second day. The kofin also umishamesh ima. Afal pi sh'omesh shemam al divri ha'ed. Me'acha sh'o'isha enoch ena moda. Or afilu omrim batzma t'meni l'cha. V'chazra v'nosna amasla d'vareh ha'rishonim. Can you leave a piece of our razu? A new word. You literally force him to live with her. What's the source? Who's such a crazy thing? Mordechai Perek HaOmer. I looked it up. Siman Tov, Kuf, Lavan, and Kiddushin. It's there. It's actually there. It's there. Okay. So that is Rebbe Osai, a second opinion. Fine. What's Pshat? Why don't you say Shai Ben Avshach Haticha Di Yisura? We disregard, if you look, I look at the Mordechai, we disregard him completely what he says. You know why? Because the Gemara had expressions we showed you on the screen yesterday. Fiery expressions. Les Bema Shosha. Ain't a, what was it? We saw two strong expressions in the Durham, Daf Tzadi Alf. One of them, Les Bema Shosha, that was the first one. And Ain't Mashkichin Bidvar. Some very powerful expressions indicating that whatever is being said is disregarded. Not just that it's not accepted, it's disregarded. Disregarded completely. Not only is there no intrinsic credibility, it's not even enough to make a Shabbat Avshach HaTichah D'Yisura. That's just a second opinion over here, Rabbi Osai, and therefore he's in effect forced to live with her. Okay, like any other husband and wife. If he doesn't, he's a Morid. Fine. Third opinion. Abel Yesh Cholkem Esfir Lehu D'Yaf Bizman Hazeh Ne'mon. Some say no. Even Bizman Hazeh, he's believed to say that he believes her, that she was unfaithful, notwithstanding the Chayr Rabbeinu Gerishim. This opinion is not explicit anywhere. You know what's based upon? Yesterday's Ma'am Makamis. Because Tosus said, if you recall, V'yesh Omrim, that Bizman Hazeh, Chayr Rabbeinu Gerishim, you put him in Chayr. Says the Marik, ah, it's only a Yesh Omrim. Means Yesh Ainim Omrim. It's an implication, an inference. Since it's only a Yesh Omrim, so therefore there's a Yesh Omrim that says the other way around. That's the Chiddush. I see you seem to have forgotten what I'm talking about. I'm going to remember you all, you look at me blank. Let's see if you can put that on the board again, okay? Just I see you're not remembering. Who could get me in the Durham? Who knows how to do that? Get me in the Durham, Saturday. You good? Thank you. This is the Tosis Yeshanim, the Tosis rather, in Masechta Nedarim on Sadi Amud Beis, I think, am I correct? We saw two Dapim. We saw Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, and we saw Sadi Amud Beis. This is Sadi Amud Beis. That's what we saw at the end of the Shia yesterday. You'll see in a moment when it gets on the screen, the words V'yesh Omrim. So the Marik says, oh, it's a Yesh Omrim. When someone else says differently, I mean, we have no idea who. We have no idea what, but apparently there is some. There's an implication. If there's one Yesh Omrim, there's another Yesh Omrim. You know, that's how Jewish life is. Some say if I care. You know, that's. My father, Shalom, told me a story that I think it was when Baron Kutler, Zichron Levracha, came to say a shir. So people would always be famous in this shir to start yelling in the middle to argue with him. So he told the story that Baron said the first four words, "State in the Gemara." It says in the Gemara. And then he yells out from the back, Sadar Gemara Fakert. And then Gemara the opposite. He didn't say anything yet. So he always says, Yesh Omrim. So there's another Yesh Omrim. That's some of our part of our, that's our assumption. There's only a Yesh Omrim. Some of the Shulchan says Yesh Omrim, they say, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's Pashut. He only said Yesh Omrim because some said it. And then he said, no, if Yesh Omrim means some said it the other way around. You get me a Gemara? It's going slowly. Okay. Patient. Okay, this is what the. Because I'm asking a question. If Yesh Omrim says Menadin also, well, we're back to square one. Can't do it. Okay, well, be patient. Okay, that doesn't work.
Just take a
more time. Okay, I'm sorry I have to crouch down for so long. Okay, So Yesh Omrim Menadin also. If I had asked you, Tamidim Shalita, is the Yesh Omrim says Menadin also? What does the other Yesh Omrim say? Ain benadin also. I agree. That's what I would say in a second. Yesha benadin also. Yesha is ain benadin also. Right? That stands to reason, right? But what did the Ramah say? Yesh Omer, not just ain benadin also. Yesh kolkim v'svirlu, the af is man hazeh neman. Thank you so much. That's what I want. Good. A little bit bigger for the guys to see. A little bit bigger. Okay, good. I want to show it to you inside. Oh, I've got to make it bigger than this. One second. I think I can do a little. Okay. Now I got to go down. I got to slide over. Okay. You're teaching me the tricks. Go right or left?
Left.
One second. Why does it want to move over?
The other way.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger than that, huh? Can't still carry you. Whoa. Where's the Yesh Omer? Go further down. Oh. But yet, here it is. Mi Nira, Daf Mishnah Achrona. One second, I'm going to flip. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're getting places. Af Mishnah Achrona, Im Omeres, Isha Temeni Lechov, Amma Abal Shemamina, Tasurlo. There's no intrinsic credibility, Mishnah Chrona, but Shavir Nafshe works. The woman changes her mind. Some say we don't accept this retraction. Says the Tosfos in the Dorim. V'yesh Omrim de Mishamtinolei Prunchirim Al Shagoram Shatei Osir Ishta Olav. Comes along the Marik and says, only a Yesh Omrim. Only a Yesh Omrim is another Yesh Omrim. You don't put him in the Cherim. But the Ramah went a step further with this other Yesh Omrim. What did he say, the Ramah? Come on, look inside. Ramah says, Abu Yesh Cholkim Usvirlu, the Afiz Manazer is Neman. Not Stam, you don't put him in Cherim. He's Neman. I didn't see it anywhere. Yeah.
So is that the first day of the Tosfos? He says that Shavuot Nafshe works, and only the second day holds if there's.
Yeah. No. The first day is discussing before Ben Gershon. The first day is not talking about Medina de Gemara. Then he introduced Ben Gershon afterwards. I didn't read it that way. And maybe that Marik read it that way. You're all saying. He's saying it's a Yesh Omrim that is Cherem Ben Gershon. And before that was also taken into account Ben Gershon's Cherem, but just with a different result. I didn't read it that way. I read that they only introduced the Menageshim Scherim here. Even the Marit, I don't think you read it your way. It's Yesh Omer, so it's another Yesh Omer. Sorry? You see over here? Yesh Omer, the Shamtino Le Al Shagorim Shatayos Yishtolav, Ove Acherim Tanos Menageshim. So it's Yesh Omer, it's another Yesh Omer. So those who disagree say what? True, is a Cherim the Rabbeinu Gershim. Alpha Pekain, we don't put him in Cherim. So the Ramah. And they even say that it's credibility. Right? It's credibility. Who said so? So you're saying, because it says before the previous line, Shavya Nafsha. Yeah, but that's before we took into account Ben Gershom. So you're saying, no. That all takes account of Ben Gershom. Afal Pi Kein is credibility of Shavya Nafsha. That's the only same Pshat. Could be. Certainly, that's how the Ramah may learn Pshat in this Marik. Because the Ramah calls the Yesh Omer, and the Yesh Cholkim, Usirlu, the Afiz Manazeh, Neman. I'm not exactly sure. That is correct. Fine. Presumably because of Shav and Avshach Haticha the Yisura. Fine. Take a look over here. I'm also in the Pischei Tshuva. Sivkotan Chof. Sivkotan Chof. Umanadin also. Everyone with me? Kuf Ayin Ches Pischei Tshuva Chof. Gorm Levatel, right? He calls it Beis Shmuel. He says, wait a minute. If you're not believed, why do you put him in Cherem? There is no Cherem. So he quotes the Taz's brother, who says, Eino Neman means that you're forced to divorce her against your will. That far we don't go. Okay? Eino Mechuyav Lotzi. Alright. Etc. Because you can say before, what he believed, there was only Nosin Eino Bacheres. He's lying, he didn't really believe her. But if he doesn't back out and he sticks with his guns, then he shears asura b'chuyav legasha. You put him in cherem. This is interesting. He says because the Ramah says later on, "V'yeshom the kofan also meshamashima, mashu the day rishona, and kofan also meshamashima because he can divorce her because everyone's sticking to his guns." That's what the real Levi, who's the Taz's brother, that's what he says. Okay, that's an interesting concept. I'm skipping the rest of this Pischei Tshuva. Okay. I'm skipping it. So this is what some suggest over here, Rabosai. Let me just show you something else in Pischei Tshuva. Sifkotten Chof Aleph. A fantastic Noda B'Yehuda. Very important. Then we'll see the beginning of Chof Aleph. Ayin Noda B'Yehuda Tinyana Yud Beis. Quote. Uvedinim Abal Yochol Loma Shemamino Sharamo B'Simet Kufayin Chesif Test Maybe B'Zeh Sholosh Deyes Chalukos. That's Chazer of 3 days. Yeshomim Shunem. V'yeshomim Zman Hazeh Sheshchem V'negeshem Menadon Oso. V'yeshomim Shekof And Oso M'sham Hashima. 3 opinions. Inei. Bemes lochuf also the shamish kosher mod lahachal adam davar also lo. He's saying that she's a sura lo, and you're forcing him to live with her. The shamin ad chatira di sura. The kama nitchak uloma tama mishnah chona bidida. Ayn barat shel nedar. The rov atama lo shaychi bidida. We'll see later that ram. Ubefrat shlamatzin rabbi negeshim aragola shetikin came to ferish biomash asura olam in this kind of a case, and even the rash. But Mordechai Omer, Tov Kuf Lamed, that we spoke about. That's the Kofen Oso L'Shamash. Look very carefully now in Pischei Tshuva. Chof Aleph. She'omar she'kofen Oso, lo'omar rak ha'bal, she'omar she'zinso ishto, abel i'kishoso. It's true, I looked it up in the Mordechai. The man says, my wife is Mezana, she denies it flat. U'bozeh Omar, correctly the Mordechai, di'im kain, if you're going to say that he's credible, me'akat hakonos ha'benegeshim argolah completely. Shekol echad yom ha'kein. Whoever wants to dump his wife, by Torah law, you can always dump your wife whenever you want. Now, it's a simple answer. Just say you saw me, Mizana. Who can contradict you? I saw it. Don't tell me anything. I saw it. So this guy, we say you're a liar, and you have to live with it physically, and you have an obligation like any other husband. If not, we're going to make a knas and throw the book at you. Because we think he's a liar. He's trying to get out of his bad marriage. Oh. The gambazer nire lomar harash ela be'ein abal rotz din subasa. Then you're forced to live with him. Abal rotz din subasa. Av she'im he ein a rotz little get uksuba. Ein biyado lachricha machmas takonas rabbeinu gershem moragola. Okay. Mikol agam gamal di day av fiksherishim anashim. Shuvi yevshol lechayvol l'shamishimo. Kimavu b'simanayin zayin sefalef. The rots of the guys with Nixuba, the Shuv Eno over Belav Lo Yigra, the Shera Ksusa Varos Lo Yigra. It's only if he wants to keep her captive. If he's willing to divorce her with Nixuba, he's not in violation of Lo Yigra. So you can't force him to live with her, you can't force him to her to live with him. So it's a standoff, you can't force him to divorce you, it's a standoff. But then around Mod and Ayan Zayin, Hema Philip is Manazeh, Machule. If Zebi Shakshera, Kavachomem, Im Omer Shazinsa, Pshita Shim Rotz of the Gashim Nixuba, Shain Kan Cherim and Agashim Aragola, Viena of Shumchi of the Shamishima. Impossible, you can't force to live with it. Viafim Named Lonatal Yisa Acheris. Okay, we're not going to let him take a second wife. Aval Koponim, Shabia Anav Shechatiha di Sura, Im Yesh Piotr Kreksuba, Afilu Laharash. Ubefrat benito dizan. Certainly, in our case, this is the most important line. Shiatzma amra tmeani lecha. Havadai sheikan mokam lecherim renegesh maragola. Timu ma'amino chayav legasha. He's arguing with the Ramah. Well, so it would seem. The Ramah says if he says he believes her, even though she admitted it, you put him in lecherim. He says lada, not true. So number one is the Ramah misquoted the Mordechai. The Mordechai is referring to a case where he accused her of being unfaithful without any edim. And the Ramah took that Mordechai and applied it to a case where either she admitted she's guilty or there's an edim that said she's guilty. The Ramah had no right to do that, number one. Number two, he claims, Ramah never said it. What exactly did the Ramah say? This is already a pella. Umashikosev Ramah, she has omen shemenadino, so asha omen shemamina, No. Hainu b'chazrabo v'nosno amaslot. By the way, this is not found anywhere in the Rambam. You have the Rambam in front of you. He's assuming this is kind of a case. How do you know? Ki Rambam, maybe it's Ebeshem, Shuvus Maimini, etc. etc. V'lo od, ela sh'omarni, not a beauty. Shafilu b'zeh lo omru atoysus n'doram d'atzadi d'misham tinan. Ella, look carefully. Below Omar Shemamino at Shechazreba. Avalim Baoda, Omedes Bidibur, Omar Shemamino, Vos Behet, Omar Below, Alchem Redigershem, Maragola. Av Sheshuv, Chazreba, Iu, Eina Machuy of Lachzebo, Vinish Arabi Isura. Rabosai, I looked it up in the original Shuvah. It's not here, you can't see it from here. He has an amazing shot in his toast. Ever look inside, look at it. If you learn like him, you get a prize. I didn't learn like him at all, but not a behuda, go to Lador. Look how he learns Pshat and Tosfos. Look. Okay. Near it after Mishnah Achrona, Im Omeres Isha Tmeinu Lecho, Om Abal Shem Amino, am I going to read it? The Asura Lo, the Iyu Shav and Avshach Atikha the Isura. Period. Now there's a phrase. Vafilu Tavzer Bo Isha V'tova Be'ones Hoya. We don't believe it. V'yesh omrim, d'misham tinolei, in which case? Only in this last case. The only time the toast is the cherim, if she's chosheba and she says, I was an ones. Or in the case of an ashes, or she denies the whole thing completely. Then we put him in cherim. But otherwise, if she never backed out, even toast never said it's a cherim. I didn't read it that way. I read it. His first statement. Then he throws in a parenthetical comment. Close parentheses. In all cases, he says, no. The only time Tosfos says he can put him in cherem is in the case where she backed out. That's a very novel read. Who read it that way? 20 boys read it twice. No one read it that way? Okay, so you're on my side against Nana Behuda. So we all lose. I don't know. Rudis is bigger than all of us. But I that's how you read the Tosfos. So Pesachet Shuvah doesn't quite quote. I couldn't figure out. So it's on my desk, the Nona Behuda. Tinyana. It's Siman Yud Beis. Dibber Maschil Ubedin. Ubedin. That's what he says. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Rabosai, here we are again in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. There's one more important din over here. That the Rambam quotes at the very end of the Sif. Let's read the Rambam together, as we're going to have to go from Kuf Ayin Ches and back to Kuf Tetzvav shortly. Last line. V'mhoyok lo k'tat ima eino neman loma shemam l'divri ho'ed v'vada emach masina omekein. Who said this and where's it coming? Vilna Goyen, Yud Zayin, Kemosha Kostov, Perek Basu Diavomis, Kuf Tezayin Omer Aleph. Rabbosi, everybody turn to Yemesech Diavomis. You haven't opened the Gemara yet today. Okay, it's time. Kuf Tezayin Omer Aleph. Everyone please turn. If the Goyen says to look, they have to look. Yeah, I would say so. The Vilna Goyen is the Vilna Goyen. That's the following he says. Kuf Tezayin Omer Aleph. It's the Sugya of Agunas. We have a Mishnah on Kuf Tes, on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says a woman went to Medina Zayah with her husband, and she says, my husband died. You believe her? Believe her. Okay, fine, you believe her. Kitata Beino Leveino. They have known to have had a fight before they left, then Eino Nemenes. Zok the Gemara Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom. It's the second very wide line. It's a wide line. K'tata Ben Aleveno. Hechidam K'tata Ben Aleveno. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Beomeres Lebala Garsheni. Davosmi. That's how bad it is. Kulu Nami Ami Hachi. What does that mean? What does that mean? Kulu Nami Ami Hachi. You know how women talk sometimes. And divorce. unfortunately, as a rav in a shul, I've dealt with too much of this. You know, people use the D word sometimes, and having a fight, I'll divorce you. Go divorce me. Don't ever, ever use that word, because your wife will never forget it. Never, never till 120 will forget it if you said it once in your life. Ever. Just, you may think it for a second, chas shalom, a fight. Don't ever say it. I'm telling you, you're all single. Give you a lesson now for life. Don't ever say it. Okay, fine. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Even though everyone says it, different pshat. Hello, bo meres lebala gerashtani. You divorced me already. Frank the Gemara for lehemda. But Rav Manuna, Rav Manuna, isha shama lebala gerashtani nemenes. Why? Chazaka ein isha meiza poner b'fnei baila. We have the chutzpah to tell your husband you divorced if it never happened. Says the Heilige Gemara. Bo meres gerashtani b'fnei ploni ploni. V'sha'ilna, we asked ploni ploni. Is it true? Sha'ilna hu. For amru lo hayu dvarim me'olam. Lahadam. It never happened. Now she looks pretty bad, what? She says, hubby, you divorced me in front of Reuven and Shimon. We call Reuven and Shimon and say, never happened. Hey, she looks pretty bad, right? Egg on her face. Says the Gemara, my time of the Ketata, why do we believe in the case of Ketata? Rav Chanina bar Omar Mishun de Mishakra. Zok Rashi. My time of the Ketata, the Tanba Masnisen, ki Omar Meis Bali Lov Behemna, de Mishakra. Me Rov Sina Miskavenes Lesser Atzmolov. She dafka lies and she'll marry somebody else. She'll be a surlog. It's all part of a plot. Even though it never happened, there never was. He never died, etc., etc. That's his reason. See, Rashi Amishum, Dama bid the dummy. What's bid the dummy, Rashi? Komokam sakona shirosa eina no senes data loma shema lo mace, for lo enosi, the whole visanule, lo daika kulia, rabosai, she hates her husband. And the husband was at war and maybe he looked like he died. She will jump to the conclusion that he really died. You know why? She hopes he died. Shh, how he said. Perish the thought. Perish the husband. But I'm saying, this is exactly what's going on here in this Gemara. Okay? This is what the Vilna Gaon quotes as a source for this Ramah. And Ramah says, if it's Ketat, Eino Nem, and Loma Shemam, and Devi Ha'ed, Devarim Akwa Sinam Aken. It's a very nice source, Yavamas Kuf Tazayim, as a source for this Ramah, in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, Rabosai, Siv Tes. Let's now turn back to Simon Kuf Tes Vov Pischei Tshuva Chav Ches. Rabosai, Kuf Tes Vov Pischei Tshuva Chav Ches. This may be in the Ma'am HaKomos. So, Kuf Tes Vov Pischei Tshuva Chav Ches. Who's commenting there on the Ramah here? Take a look. This is a letter which is Ibra, Lefimash Baba Mikhtovo, Shoisha Azos Hoysa Sones Toma Labala, Kenemavur Bramol Ksim Kufa and Ches Sof Siftes, Tim Hoyolo Ktat Imo, Eno Nemon Habal, Shemam and the Divri Aid, the Vadimach was Sinam. Okay, we just came from there. Vim Kane, Kimodal the Gabe Habal, Gamla Poskim the Yochola Ham and the Divri Aid in general. Mikol makom piktat eino nemon. Hu adin bidido. Gam hecha dehim nuha lidido. Shem raglayim ledavar. Mikol makom lohem nuha piktat. What's going on? Whenever there is a fight, a previously existing fight, credibility is eroded. Yes, Kufa and Ches are referring to the credibility of the husband to say that he believes the aid that his wife is Mazana. Here we're talking about the wife to say that she was Mizana when it's Raglayim Ledover. Both credibilities are eroded when there was a fight from before. Ach yesh lechalek v'chule. We can make a distinction that maybe over here in this kind of a case, her credibility should not be eroded. Why? Presumably because there is a situation of Raglayim Ledover. Maybe in fact she should be believed, notwithstanding the fact that there was a ktat before them. But then, if you go on in the Sivkotan, something very fascinating, amazing, Rabosai, here in Sivkotan Chav Ches. Listen carefully. Skipping a lot. Oh. He says, Kol Heichad, Nimkei Mikoshke Bedida, Kol Heichad, Dehem Nuor, Bishim Raglayim Ladova, Hu Adin Biktat, De Kulein Ashi Yami Garsheni, Lamikri Kitat, Rak Behuchasul Kafronis. Oh. The Gemara we just read together, Kufta Zayin, in the case of Ketat, referred to a situation where she claimed that she was divorced in front of Reuben and Shimon. They said, La Adam, perhaps then and only then do we say that there's a loss of credibility because of a Ketat. Not Stam Kachat as a Ketat. A Ketat plus she was caught lying through her teeth. Ach nire, to be komak o mishloma dal pizeh, miki raglayim ledover leheter. Kevin Shesone's Tomid Levala. Since she hates her husband, is a Raglayim Ladova, she's making it up. On the other hand, is a Raglayim Ladova that it really happened because of the circumstantial evidence. What do you do in this kind of a case? Two Raglayims contradicting each other. In Kentaya, but Pluktas Achakas Machokek, Rabbi Shmuel, which we spoke about yesterday. Imahani Raglayim Ladova Leheter, Neged Raglayim Leiser. Remember that case? Well, the Raglayim Leheter, had there been an Aveira, he wouldn't have broken the fence, he would have hidden. Right? Had he been in the Veira, he would like the husband to die from poison rather than telling him those two reglaims that we had earlier. Fine. That's what he suggests over here, Achidish in Pischei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Tasvav, Sivkoton Chof Ches. Fine. We already mentioned yesterday, and I want to read it to you from the original, from the base mayor, which is printed in the back of my Gemara. I don't think anyone else has it. Does anybody else have a base mayor in the back of a Shulchan Aruch? Who has a fancy Shulchan Aruch? Sorry, from my mind, is a super fancy Rosh Pina edition. Has the base mayor in the back. Anyone else have a base mayor in the back of your Shulchan Aruch? I doubt it. But I'll read it to you. We mentioned it already yesterday. I want to read it to you from inside. This is the base mayor in Simen Kuf Tezvav, Siv Vav, the first piece. Ein Eden. Is the following remarkable idea. He says like this, there was somebody who said, quotes Yamshel Shlomo, Marshal, right over here, says, he quotes the Rosh and the Ran that we spoke about yesterday, and he says, the Ran is right and the Rosh is wrong. That's what Yamshel Shlomo says. Says the Beis Meir, you're wrong, Yamshel Shlomo. We need both. We need the Ran and the Rosh. Now, I didn't tell you what's the Ran and what's the Rosh. What did the Ran say, and what did the Rosh say? So let's first see what the Ran said, then we'll see what the Rosh said. Okay? What did the Ran say, Rabosai? What did the Ran say? This is the Ran in Masechta Nedarim. Take a look over here. We want to know, the Ran asks a question. We want to ask a question. What's going on over here? Why is it here? How are they mad at this woman? Ah, where are you? Won't go up? Here? Oh, it worked. Here it is. Let's slide it over. No, the other way. I have to slide it back and forth. Okay, maybe I can make it a little bit smaller, right? Because where's the minus? Top. Oh. Minus a little smaller. Okay. Can you still read it?
Yes.
Okay, let's just go down a little bit and slide it a little bit this way. I still can't get the whole thing. Almost. Let's try it. He can make a mastisin. No, I can't. I have to slide a little bit. No, the other way. Kevon, missing one word. Okay, Kevon, the Medina Dharma, Tmei Ani Lecha, Mitzra, Baalik, and Mishra Rishona, Mishim Shlo Teyo, Senes, Eina, Abi Acher, Hechi Tirua, Vichi Isa, Sheber, Na Hechon Holach, where'd it go? Yesh Mishatirit. Are you able to see?
Yeah.
Afal, Gav, the Medina, Asira, Shol, Rabbanim, about the Milsa, Doraisa, Shol, Migda, Milsa, Bekum, Vasei, to get a God of Godju, etc., etc. How can they do it? Yivam is Sadi Abed Beis. I can't be. That's only B'Shev Al Tas. I showed you the Gemara. Kumbas El Rosh Shah. And the Yor Barakamot. Didn't I show you that Gemara in Yivam is? We didn't see that? We did, no? Peitesim at base, some of that, Sadim at base. Sure, we saw it. But the no one remembers? Rabosai, no one remembers? Open up your vomis. Chazara. It's also a Chazara, but it's a Chazara from 2 days ago. It's not a Chazara from Sukkot time. We have to start Chazara tomorrow, mamash from the day after Sukkot. That's a long Chazara. But for the moment, let's do Chazara from 2 days ago. I'm pretty sure I started this Gemara. Sadi Amid Beis. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Shev al Tasalom. Yeah. The Gemara is discussing over here, Rabosai, a whole arichas, a sugya, a lengthy sugya. And here it is. Look on Pei Tesimid Beis. Here the words that I want to show it to you. The Ein Bezin Masna Lakadavim and Torah. Is that true that it's halfway down the narrow lines? They can't do it. No, we learned that they can do it. We learned that they can do it. They can be Okadavim and Torah. A long sugya. Some say it's only the Rabbanon. The last line on Tzadi Amaral says no. Shev al tasa shiny. Zopt Rashi, the last Rashi in Tzadi Amaral from Yevamis. Shev al tasa lav akiri. Konachilas basar aseu v'omer Rabbanon shev al tochal. Lav akira b'yodayimu. Ele memele miakra. Ava truman amal osa l'klum. Umafas l'chulun akira mamashu. And they have no ability. Ein koach bihat chachomim lak or dovim in a Torah be kum vasei. They can't do it, only be shev al tasa. That seems to be the Gemara's conclusion. Okay. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Fine. Says the Gemara on daf tzadi amud beis. I showed you this, I'm pretty sure. Frek the Gemara. Elof tishmo, in the fifth line. I feel oma lavar al achas mikol mitzvah shem betor al yor bar hakamel hakol lefi shoh shmalo. That's what I know. Shani Hosnan, Elof Tishmo, Ligma Minei, Migda Milsa Shani. So you can say, Mekumba say, if he's a Navi, the Migda Milsa Shani, only temporarily. Everyone with me so far? That's what it says. That's what it says so far. Good. Tos wants to know, how can we rely on Migda Milsa? That's a Navi. Tos says he wasn't going to be Koch HaNavua, he's going to be Koch HaChmiya Torah. It's a Tos for Ligma Minei, if you want to look at a very interesting Tos, but not for now. In any event, going back to where we left off. She's over here, Rabosai, Migda Milsa Shani. No! Ein lakol lakadav mator v'shev al tase, or rosho. Here it's the Doros. Says the Ran, no kash. Kol ha-mekadash, adad rabbana mekadash. Look, it's very important. V'afgini rabbana l'kidusha mineh. Here it is, every kind of case where she comes and says, I was unfaithful, Afkina Rabbana Likidusha Mekara, Peninsa Shabisha Shanansa Penuyoisa. She was single. Shemachi Shaila Balva Khazam Vitruma, even if she was married to a Kohen, because she was single. But the problem is, Fizem and Starak Loma, the Chiamina and Hachi Daka Bamaris Tmeani, the Khoshan Anasi Ulakoshan Nevalti. Another, a Jewish person. The only problem is I was married. Okay, we undo the marriage. Abba Maris Tmeani Lacha, Minosna Mimamzer. Eina muteras levayla, ve'eina b'mashma. So the Rada, they quotes his brilliant answer, doesn't like it. He gives his best answer. This is his famous answer. Achayim tirtzu, the Mishnah, we showed a lo dina komar, the medina vada eina shenemenes lomar, t'meni l'cho, why l'achim b'atzim b'yla? She mishubedes lo. She has no credibility. But, first Mishnah, we showed said, we should grant credibility where it doesn't belong. Mishnah Chona just took it away. That's the terrorist he comes out at the end. Keep in mind, he said Yesh Koach and Afkino, and he rejected it at the end. Keep that in mind, it's very, very important as we come. Rabosai, let's now go back to my base mayor. So the base mayor gives his reason that she's not, has no credibility. Lafkia mi baila. She's not believed. Fine. Says the holy base mayor as follows. The Ran, Im Divrei Ran, we still need the Rush. What did the Rush say? Rabbi say for the third time, we saw it yesterday, we saw it the day before. Maybe open up to the Rush again. Perik Beis, Yavama, Simon, Yudches. Again. You have to chazer 100 times. What did the Rush say over here in Perik Beis, and Simon, Yudches, and Mesech, the Yavamas?
What did I just say? Simen Ches. It's a typo. Simen Ches. The Rosh says like this. Same as Tosis fundamentally, but he quotes it from the Rosh instead of quoting it from Tosis. The Rosh in Simen Ches is wondering, how in the world can we say that she's Mutal Debaila? What happened to Shav and Avshah Chaticha de Yisura? What happened to that famous din? It's over here, I'm also in our print, page Tes, column 1, line 2. V'al tit ma'ech matir and also the bala shavis and avshach hatichah disura kevin unto me'ani chibachin lo adam lover also lo v'yesh lomar. But the question is, what do you mean? What do you mean? She should be prohibited, shavin avshach. Says the Rosh, no. Ro chachomim kilkul adoros shenostu anoshim einayim be'echev rovah mos kach mashakos v'chein nirolem lahatiron. Says the base mayor, the Rosh is necessary, and the Rad is necessary. The Rad explains, what was his kasha? If Medina Lemishna Rishona, Chayav Lotzia, as he calls it over here, Mishim Lasa Didei, because his intrinsic credibility, Isur Zeh Lehechan Holach. If Mishna Rishona is Medina, how did Isur go away? That he answered, no. There was no credibility in the first place, because she's Mishubedisla. Now the Rosh asks a different kasha. Granted, there's no intrinsic credibility, but Shav and Avshe Chaticha Nisura. Answers the Rosh, you don't say Shav and Avshe. What is it, Kilkul Adoras, and most people are lying. Says the base mayor, well, if the Rosh is so smart, why doesn't that same logic suffice to explain why there's no intrinsic credibility? Says, no, doesn't work for that. It only works for Shav and Avshe Chaticha Nisura. Wouldn't work if there'd be intrinsic credibility on her part. Ad kan divrei habeis meir in simen kuf tes vav is all in divrei maschil ein. The very next divrei maschil beis meir, it's divrei maschil hago, which goes in the Ramah, has the following yisod. The word nemenes in the Yerushalmi, which doesn't exist, we already saw the Yerushalmi, is legamre. And as we said before, he divorces her mi lesser di day. And the Truma Sadeshin made a mistake. Because the Truma Sadeshin we saw yesterday, day before, quotes Tosfos and says, Shav and Avshach Haticha D'Yisura. He said, that's not really true. Because if you look in Tosfos and Ksubas that we saw, that case of Osai, as we said before, it went in two directions. Two directions. On the one hand, an indication that she sinned because of the circumstantial evidence. On the other hand, an indication that she didn't sin. There was no sin. Had there been a sin, he wouldn't have broken through the fence. He would have hid somewhere in the room. So the conflicting raglayim medavars. So then we say it's only based upon Shav and Avshah Haticha D'Yisura. Might Nafkamina, if it's based only on Shav and Avshah, or its intrinsic credibility, Nafkamina will be if she backs out. If she backs out, as we spoke about already a couple days ago, where the Beis Shmuel said, just to refresh your memory quickly, to open to the Beis Shmuel in Simen Kuf Tes Vav Sivkot Mechav Gimel, please. After the, we're closing, we're going to the Shuvas. It's already halfway through the Shia. We have to get to the Shuvas for. We're very behind schedule. Let's go. Kuf Tes Vav, I just want to show you one more time. Sivkot Mechav Gimel. When the Beis Shmuel has a lashon over here, if you recall, ve'ein chiluk bedavar, towards the beginning, ve'ein chiluk bedavar. So you may recall that the Beis Meir that I told you about already before said he doesn't like that lashon. The ein chiluk bedavar is incorrect. There's yesh chiluk bedavar. He thinks that the Beis Shmuel simply made a mistake. What's the distinction? Can you back out or can you not back out? He doesn't like that the Beis Shmuel said, ain chilik b'davar, because really there is a chilik b'davar. Again, it's a question of whether you take a look, Rabbi Osai. Where is it? You saw it before. Someone in the Pesach HaTshuva, I'm not following right now, someone in the Pesach HaTshuva I can't find it right now, but we read it yesterday or the day before in Shir. We read that the Pesachet Shuva quotes a Beis Meir. Because when the Beis Shmuel said, Ein Chilik B'Dover, that's not correct. There is a Chilik B'Dover, whether she can back out or not. In one case she can, one case she cannot. Oh, take a look at Sifkot Chav Zayin, that's where it is. Pesachet Shuva Chav Zayin. He quotes Ein Chilik B'Dover, Ein Beis Meir. That's what we just saw. Why? Because of intrinsic credibility that she has towards him. She can't back out. That's what I wanted to show you. Both we have to close the Shulchan Aruch and get to talking about the last line of Mar Makomis, which is the Tshuva Svarim. Okay? That's the rest of the day. Today is the Tshuva Svarim. The first Tshuva Sefer, can you get me Tshuvas? Who can get me Tshuvas here? Igris Moshe Rabosai, Chela Gimel. Evan or Ezra Chela Gimel. Evan or Ezra Chela Gimel, and Igris Moshe. This is on the Makomis. Who has seen it so far? I saw some people. Who read Igris Moshe? Someone had it missing. You saw? He says mind-boggling stuff to Rabbi Shas. Okay. Igris Moshe, Chelek Gimel, end of Simet Zayin. End of Simet Zayin. He says, yes, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's true, that Shav Yanav Shechaticha Di Yisura. If he says he believes her, so then he may not stay with her, because he believed her, and once he believed her, they have to get divorced. Ebenezer, Chelek Gimel, Simet Zayin. Thank you. A little bit bigger? Okay. Can everyone read it in the back? Can everyone in the back read it? A little bigger? Can you read it? The end. The nearest that the nearest. The Masha Imama Habal Shemamilo Nesulov Mitan Shav and Abshatika Disura Kadiisa Bevanez and Simon Kuf Tezvav Sivov Hurak Kisheodil Lo Shechachmei HaMishnah Shem Chachamim HaGdolim Mikol HaDoros V'Divreim Emes V'Toro Leolam. Rabbi Sai, this is a very ringing endorsement of Chazal as he throws it over here, as if we need it. I guess today's where we certainly need it. Yes, as we spoke about it in a couple of previous pre-games. Yeah, okay. Omru She'ein Lahamin L'Noshim Mitzad HaChashash Deinei Anos Tobiacher Aflet Sitkonios, Shen Chashudas to Shaker in general, Shirakim Yomer Gam Oz, Shumakir is Ishto, Shiyotim in a Klal, Ubavadalo to Shaker, O Mishum Shiesho Ezer Raglail, the Dove of Ivasel, Midvareo, then Nechsham Shumam in Love, the Ostral Atso, Avamash Omer Shemam in Love, Mitzat Svora Bialma, Eno Klum, to Mitzat Chisoran Yedia, Shesh Lochosh. Omer Shemamino, Chemaroshim Ktani Amuna, Ve'en Yodin Gadlus Chazal, Ein Lahachshiv Zelamam in Be'emes, Ve'en Lochash Nidvarov. Amazing. The only time Rabbo said that he's believed to say that I believe my wife when she said she was Mazana, if he was told in advance, I want you to know, my dear friend, Chazal accuse your wife of a Ne'er Nostabia. My wife. She's going to lie, make up a story to get out of the divorce, of the marriage to me. I can't believe that. She said she was unfaithful. She must have really been unfaithful. He's naive, Rabbi Sai. He lacks emuna b'divrei Chazal. This over here, Rabbi Sai, in Simen Lamed, in Simen Tezai. Simen Lamed. Here, I go here, like this. If I press, I'll get it. Yeah? 1, 2, 3. Let's see if it works. Is this Simon Lamed? Yeah, Simon Lamed. Anaf Bez and Gimel. We're not going to look. Whoa. Where's Anaf? That's the end. It doesn't say Anaf Gimel. Okay. Anaf Bez. In Anaf Bez, I have the original, so it's easy for me to forgive me, but I'm old fashioned. I have a book. That's why I saw it. It's hard for me to find things unless I look here first. Anaf Bez, Rabbosai. Simon Lamed Anav Beis. Here Rav Moshe says the same thing again. Let's read it from the beginning of Anav Beis, okay? I'm just putting it here so I can be able to find it from the hard copy. Anav Beis. Where is it? Anav. I thought we had it before. Ah, Anav Beis. I can make it a little bit bigger now. A little bit. Do you want to read it? You sure? Can you all read it? Well, yeah, okay. You all read it? Good. On the screen, it's very small. Alanil is daiti. The came in the Medina in Isha, the menace lomash to man yelacha, mehod the Mishnah chronos of the Dar. We time the Evsha Shadea Nosta Biachet. Shemsha Avshu Milsa the Xifala. It's embarrassing for her to say she was adulterous. At least it used to be. Omro Chachamim. Omro, I don't know. Today I don't even know what it's called. There'll be a new blog will come out, you know? Yeah. That Omdu Chachamim Das Isha. She would never concoct a story which never happened, which is an embarrassment to her, just she wants to marry somebody else. Dare who can makish tivre chazal. Shame omru sharo. Can you imagine this, Rabbi Isaac? The Skakla Doris in Mishnah Achrona, time of Tanoim. Tanoim. That means we're talking about almost 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Isaac. 1,800 years ago. Then the Skakla Doris. What are we going to say about today? 2011. Rachmona Litzlado with the Skakla. Yeah. Yeah. The aim is Baishos al Kach, Biznus, Shabishvil Taiva Gedola Kazu, Linosali Acher, Loich Masla. Aflovados sheker kaze biznus al atzma shalachein ein nemonos chidisa beran imkein eich shayich loma sheyir mamoshes bedvarov negadum to the chazal utzrichen bezel loma lo shutoa b'mashem mamel lo mitzat zvarazu lo mi boya shu adam shalom loma de loyad she chazal amoshe naamina al afim utamut chacham sheyodeh de chazal amoshe nemenes. The Omer shall be komakom hu mamina ein dvorav klum ve'ein bohem mamish lahachshav k'shav yanav shechatira disura me'acha she'omer lanu hatam she'mamin lo shu neged chazal tod chatira disura hu rak she'omer she'dover hazeh yodea hu sh'dvar osur ava k'shomer gamu atzmo eich hu hadover shu ledina dover hamutur. What does that mean? He says, I say this is us. What is it? It's a Tootsie Roll. And I say it's us. My dear friend has the OU now. And no, I insist it's us. Ridiculous, has an OU. Same thing over here. He said, I insist she was Mizana. Why? Because she said so. She has an OU? All you say is Eina Nosa Biacher. An O E N B. Eina Nosa Biacher. E N B, put a circle around it. The new Heksha. E N B. Maksha the wife. What do you mean you're saying it should be a Chidira di Yisura? She has an O E N B all over her forehead. Put a stamp. Yeah. Gamposhut. Shika Bazer Butla Daito Dimaminon Bialma Butla Daito Itzel Kolodom Koshken Sharminon Butla Daito Itzel Das Chazal Shakofer Bi Umdana Shalahem Hu Bidin. What's the last word in the paragraph? What's the last word? Apikoris. If you say you believe your wife is Shabazada, you are no less than an Apikoris. Mamish an Apikoris. An apocurse. Do you believe it? An apocurse.
Of course, the question is going to be, so then when do you ever believe him? It's Shogunar has a case. There is at least one case. One case exists. So when is, in fact, when do you believe? So he goes over here in Anav Gimel. So when do you believe? Oh, what happened? What? What happened over here? What did I do wrong? Oh, am I distraught? What did I do wrong over here? Stole over here? Oh, how did I get off that? I apologize. Oh, that's terrible. Chilik Lamed, Simon Lamed. Thank you. I apologize. I'm going to need you again for Rabbi Avadia in a minute, but let's first finish this. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I apologize. I just pressed the wrong button. I want to do it again. Yeah. It says you do believe him. Ramah quotes it. So how do you ever believe him? So Ramah writes in an Av Gimel as follows. Yeah, I have it in hard copy. I'm trying to find it. Oh. Imam HaShemabel HaMitzat Svaroso Shalom Hoysa Omeres HaLatzma Dov Gnai Kazeh B'Shul Ritzona Linos HaLiacha Ein Vav Klum. So forget about it. You just ignore him completely. So what case does she in fact believe? What case does she believe? Is he believed that he believes her? He writes over here as follows. Three times, but it's exactly the same thing. Oh! He's like this. Lo mishum shemakira le'ena mishakeres li'olam. In other words, ena mishakeres li'olam. A woman who never ever lies. A woman, Rabosai, who never ever lied. Here over here. Kshakim le'i b'gava de'ena mishakeres li'olam. V'hu kod ma'amen le'elech l'kebetrei. Shub yadua shemamen lo b'chol ma'amen l'kebetrei. He said, Ramah, Kuf Tetz Vav Zayin. Remember we saw Ramah yesterday? Not that you believe her over here. You believe her everywhere. Because she never, George Washington, never told a lie. Is that the legend about George Washington? Right. So his wife never tells a lie. She never tells a lie. So she's an exception to the rule. Most people lie here. And when you get into Rabbi Isaac, come on. Let's talk about look in the mirror. You get stuck. You know, your mother says, you did your laundry? You know, whatever it is, you know. So if people, when they get in the pinch, you make a teretz, a hin, a hair, you always make terutzim, you know. So you ask me, she never ever lies. At the end of this tshuva, it sounds like he's saying that even in that case, at the very end, he says at the very end, af miyoma shemakira, leina meshakeres gamkein. She never lies. Gam can't get a clue. So I don't know. So what's the case of the Geshulchan Aruch? Only Raglayim Vadavar. I don't quite get what Moshe is saying, but at the very least, she never tells a lie. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I only have a half an hour to go for the most difficult of all shadows. Difficult of all shadows. And I've had the shadow. I may once told you the story. I'll tell you a YU story. Nothing to do with them from the Yeshiva Chas. So everyone in the Yeshiva at that time was Kosher Vitar. Today, I don't know. Kosher Vitar. I had a call, a rabbi got a call on the payphone. I tell you the story? When I used to be learning the Beis Medrash over there in the old, in first hall, I got a call on the payphone. I was on the payphone. One of the rabbanim, local rabbanim got a call from a woman who says that she was a Beis Yaakov graduate and her husband has smicha. Thought I told you the story. And she was in a business trip in Las Vegas. Tell you the story, no? She had a drink, I had in the hair, I was with the condom, with the AIDS. The kids, at the end of the day, she wanted to know if she'll be allowed to stay with her husband.
So on a simple level, not. Here's the question. Must she tell her husband? If you can get me Rabbi Omer, is that a possibility? I'm going to start. I want to do two tshuvas to Rabbi Omer. I have the hard copy in front of me, which I'm used to still. But if you get me Rabbi Omer, I'm going to need Chelek Beis. No, first Chelek Tes, then go back to Chelek Beis. Rabbi Omer, it goes by Chalak. Right? Yeah. Chelek Tes, Evan or Ezra, yeah. Simen Yud. It's one of the shortest tshuvas I ever saw in Rabbi Ravadja. Usually go pages and pages and pages. It's only less than a page. Thank you. Hinei Doreinu Zeh Zocha Lebalei Tshuva Rabim. Everyone reading with me? This is just a fairly recent Chelek Tes. It's from 12 years ago. Oh, Kislev, Rebosai. Exactly 12 years ago. Where Kislev Tash Ab is Kislev Tashas. Yachal Mishpich Hoseim Brom Doko. Ki Kama Minish Hoseim Shobali Tshuva. Shigam Him Chazer B'Tshuva. Bo Lefonai. Ubesapis Bidmoz Sholosh. Shabiyosan Chiloniyos. Bogdu Bebalei. Venivalu Beister Eish Esish Legvorim Zorim. Venavshim Bishelosan. And Chayovas Lodia Lebaleiin. Ulai Yitztarchu Apiyadin Legarishos. And Beget. Gewalt. Is this a terrible story? They weren't from. When people are not from, they commit adultery like you eat candy. May I overstate a little bit. But by them adultery, what's adultery? It's a sport. Like an American thing, by the goyim. Adultery. I don't want to say it's a mitzvah, but no one's quite said that yet, but we're close. Whatever feels good, right? That's what the society says. Hey, now what do you do? So he quotes the Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda was asked this question. Machlokos HaRishonim. Because it says in Brochus, HaMotzi Klein BeVigdo HaFilu B'Shuk Poshto Shein Chochmo Vein Tfuna Vein Eitzu Negar Hashem Af HaPi She'armu Godol Kovar HaBriyah Shedoch HaLos HaSeh Shabbat Torah Hos HaMari V'Los HaSeh DeRabonah Shneem HaLos HaSeh MeRadom I hold it lishkod as pisco, the time of the maze covered a bris, shave al tasa shiny. Have you heard this before? It's a mefurish gemar brachas on nafchav. You should know this gemar. Hinei das a rambam, sharo es chaver olavish kilayim doraisa, choshev ke over alos hase shel Torah, bekum vase, because the lovish is kum vase, lechein chayv lafrisho, I must say, I ripped the clothes off his back, he's naked in the street, doesn't matter. Well, if he's there, Av kan chayovim lo dia lebal, kdei she yifrosh meyishto asota she netzer olav, shum de legabe habal atzmo, have kum vase. So with respect to the husband, every time he has beer with his wife, it's kum vase. Av olatu yaradeh b'shem arash kosav, no, de azlina basar horoe, de choshev legabe, shevi al tasa. With respect to the person who sees him wearing kalayim, it's shevi al tasa. Like the Rambam, Ramah passed like the Rosh, etc. Divrei Chaim, the Gaon Mitzanz, the Divrei Chaim Halberstam, says no. Maybe even according to the Rambam. Why? The Divrei Rambam should say Dafka Bavera over Al Losa Say Mefurish B'Torah, such as Kalayim. The Mashba Shem Eino Yisem Mefurish B'Torah Nidcha Yisem Nekavod Abrius, even according to the Rambam. But then Sota Shizinsa Shasur Labala and a Mefurish Batara. Not Mefurish. It's not Mefurish. And Kabar Abriyas Docha Isra Zeh Shikain Nogu Gudoli Ador Lahoras Lahoka Bemaisim Kaila Shabol Lefneim. Rabos, you think it starts in 2011's Nus? They had adultery in the time of the Divrei Chaim Misans who lived in the 19th century. Unfortunately, it happened then too. And before that as well. Okay, and he quotes others who say exactly the same thing. However, Rabosai, many disagree. Amek She'ele quotes. That's wrong. Uladati, he quotes, he's the son-in-law of the sons of Rav. Osir le boal odia le baal. This is a case where the boal is doing tshuva. That's a famous note of Yehuda. The Baal is mezana what a nation says. She comes to do tshuva. He's not allowed to tell the Baal. Why not? Why shouldn't you tell the Baal that his wife is also to him? Ain't may kill him. But aside from that, why not? The Shema lo yamin lo. Umen adin eno chayav mechuyim lamino. V'shuvim yodiyenu yochol lios ala baal din shoge kema she yochol lachav lirich acha maisi yishto. Hey, you made it worse for the guy. You made it worse for him. Before he didn't know. Now you're telling him he's not mechuyim to believe. You'll stay with his wife. And you made him into a worse over than before. Before he had no idea. Now he's at least on the level of a shoge. V'shut sharei deya chelik beiz. Why? This is Chiddush Nifla V'Noira. I don't understand it too well. Shem the kol shalon is bar be'edim mamish shezinsa ein kan isur Torah klal al abal afilum zinsa be'emes shekol shein edus maspekas the osra pidin Torah ein isa lemad rabbanan as it says in Tumas Yisharim Siman Ayin. What does that mean? Because if I eat chazer, I didn't know it's chazer, I still did an isur. Here, this woman was Mizana. She's an adulterous wife. She's a surah to her husband. No! Nope. Sounds like what you don't know won't hurt you. That's what it sounds like. Pile ploim. I called up the library to get my hands on Sharei Deya. They found it for me. They couldn't find the Tumas Yisharim. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to go there to look it up. So I'm going to tell you tomorrow what it says in Sharei Deya. I don't understand it so far. I don't understand it. In Cain, Lo Odif, we didn't climb the Rabbanah, she covered Abrius. Because if it's only Nisa Derabbanan, that's what he says. That's what he says. And he quotes those who quote the Rambam. You don't see this. Huh? Then he quotes the following amazing thing. This is even more amazing. The Shol Meshiv says, Im zin so ishto shelo be'edem mamish, ein en eseras al balam an haTorah. What does that mean? You get an impression from this that the husband is washing. He's in the room. And the wife's mezana. He sees with his own eyes. Muteris. Why? Eide kiyum. Pile ploy. Sometimes you need eide kiyum to get married. And eide kiyum to be asur al abal. It goes to Rosh Hashanah Ksubas Avtesim and Alf. Aloch alamaisa. Ayin shom. Pile ploy. Mamish. How can you say such a thing? I think this is different than what the Sharei Deya said. Sharei Deya said, if you don't know about it, then it's mutter. If you knew about it, you saw it yourself, even though no Eidim would be yasa. He seems to say that while the Chiddush, if you saw it, it's mutter. If it's needed some kind of Eidim Kiyim, Pilei Ployim. He quotes all these Svarim. Ha-ra'isi b'shevet al-Levi. Shenishol mizeh. This kind of a case of Bali Tshuva. Because of. Sheregilim anachul li... Shirigilim anachnu lahay moshech achrei horos agon hakodesh adir rechaim shehela lahatil lahalim ayin hol vafilim yodia lebal enu chayav legasha elim kenu somech alav kebei trey and says in heaven ozit kuftes vav siv zayin im ken kol zman she'eni yodea umaman muteres omen adin. What does that mean? Similar word. As long as he doesn't know and believe, he doesn't, how can he believe? He doesn't even know. So therefore, muteras lo menadin, v'lechein muta shelo lehodiyo. That's a strange word over here. He's saying along the lines of the Sharei Deya, but he throws in another word. According to the Sharei Deya, I got the impression, Rabbi Osai, that if, again, I apologize, I didn't see the original, I haven't a chance to go over to look at it. The Sharei Deya, as we saw over here, said, kol shon esbar be'edem mamash ezinsa, there's no way to Torah, it's only the Rabbonah. That's what the Sharei Deya says. He's saying it's a different word that, well, maybe it's the same word, I don't know. Uvishut yabiyom echelik beiz, elven is a beiz, herachti bozeh, and I said it's mutter, look there. So I think we should look there, Rabosei, for our final source, Rabosei, how I get to this? Evan, chelik beiz, Evan, is that this? Simon, what did he say, Simon beiz? This is written in Yerushalayim, Tov Shin Vov. What that means? That's 1946. That's 54 years before he wrote the other tshuva. Rav Avadya, Zalzayin Gazut Nishtag, is still going strong. He's been writing tshuvas for, we know, at least for, what do you say, 50? At least for 66 years he's been writing tshuvas. Probably more than that. He's been writing tshuvas since he's been 70 years writing tshuvas. Can you imagine that, B'liyan Har? Wow! B'liyan Har. He has another, the following case, and again, I'm going to open up my hard print, because I saw it over here in this old-fashioned book, and I wanted to show you the way where I can find it easier, and I'll show you. It's in Eben Ezer, as you see here, Chelek Beis, Simon Beis. I'm skipping all the way to Os Zion, because otherwise I have time, I only have another 15 minutes or so. Let's go quickly to Os Zion. If you find it, let me know. Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Zion. Old Kosov of a Rav Poland. I believe the Rav Poland is the Ben Ishchai, no? That's based on the pasuk. He's the Ben Yehoyada, and he's the Ben Ishchai, Rav Polim. You know what pasuk we're talking about? The Kaptiel, it's also him. All those names that are given to Ben Yehoyada, he wrote to Ben Yehoyada, Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishchai, Rav Polim. Everything is him. It's all the same. You pick one pasuk, and there's 6-8 names in the same pasuk. I think it's the same person. Sheyesh kan ot safek achir. Shenirgash bo hagon another beauty be atzma. Vuhu. Sheulai gamim yodiya hadava labal, this boil guy, lo yamano so abal, for lo yoel klum. There's a svek sveker. Then you're not going to believe it when you see it. But I you're not going to believe it? Be patient, please. What's a svek sveker? Shema ein habal boel es ishto. Maybe this couple is a separate bedroom couple. What's going on? Oh. That's one suffix. V'shema gamim yodiyen lo yaminehu v'lo yipash klal atkan. Says the Bavadja, excuse me. Well, if you mashin his bara she'ein suffix shu bo'al ishto kedera kol aretz. There's no svek sveka. Come on. A typical couple goes into their house, they go into their bedroom, they have beer. What are you talking about? Two bedrooms, separate bedrooms. Well, they're having a fight for forever till Mashiach comes. They're not going to have any beer for the rest of their lives. That's a suffix. Doesn't make sense. That's even a suffix. So if that's not a suffix on both sides, by definition, there is no svek-svek. It's not considered a svek-svek. It's out. But he throws an okay. What about the second suffix? What's the second suffix? Maybe he won't believe him. Okay, look what he writes. For Doch has another beauty shop. He doesn't like the suffix. Why? Shemikevan Shimhoya Borulo Shabal Yamino so Vifash Meiser. Hoya Chayav Lo Dio. If I knew for a fact, Elio Novi would tell me. He's going to believe me. I'd be required to tell him. Kamatoshena Borulo. Hoya Machuyav Lassus and Shalom. Velo Gora. Mi mitzvahs hocheach tochiach shem b'shabbos tafnun hey in lefanecha galui lefnei mi galui, which means maybe they'll listen, maybe they'll listen, Rabbosai. So we Nebuch, there was a svek sveka. We knocked them both out. The suffer to be no beer is ridiculous, and the suffer he won't believe you. The Noda Behuda rejects. However, it's not a good comparison. This, in other words, the second thing is not a good comparison. Why? Lo dami the mitzvahs tochacha, the shani hacha, she ain't ochayel lamino. When Mikoshin the Ramah says, "Bizman hazeh cher ben ageshem bar gola, for the gash isha bakacha, ain't on neman loma shemamino, or shemamino divrei yoyich hazinsa, the chashin and shemanos ain't on bacheres, for men shemamino afa pi she ain't on mamin, umenadin also." So therefore, there's no need to tell him, since even if he says he believes you, you're not allowed to believe him when he says that he believes you. So forget about it. So why is the Noda Behuda oblivious to this? Doesn't Noda Behuda know this? Who knows the answer? At the only time we say this is in a case where she backs out. Remember that? That we thought fairly implausible pshat and tosis in the Dharma Sadi Amid Beis. Lishitasa. For Rabbosai, I have the following question. when it comes to a boel, is a svek sveker. A svek sveker, Rabosai. Number one, Rabosai, let's get chazer again. Number one, maybe he won't believe you. And number two, maybe she'll deny it. And if she denies it, he's not allowed to believe it, because if Chere made a geshem, the divorce are against the will. A svek sveker. Of course, the problem is, Rabosai, that only applies to the boel. I've never dealt with a case where a boel came to me and said, I was mizan with someone else's wife, I want to tell the husband, I never had such a case. Never. Unfortunately, we've had cases of women who came and said they were unfaithful. No svek sveker anymore. No svek sveker. What does that mean? One suffix is left. Maybe he won't believe you. They won't believe you. Okay. But Afal Pekin, I would have said, why bother telling him? He's not allowed to believe you. Your Moshe goes, because he believes you. Ask the lady. Lady, ma'am, a woman comes to my study. Oy, chatosi avisi pashat el smizan. Lady, have you ever told a lie in your life? She says, no, that's a goofy lie. Most recent lie of her life. Yes, Rabbi, I've lied in my life. The Rabbi Moshe, we saw in the Shulchan, said, if he's not because he believes you. So the Rabbi washed him by telling him, he's not allowed to believe me. Be an apokaris, we'll say he's an apokaris if he believes you. So why bother telling him? Oh, but nonetheless, Rabbi Osai is an amazing base of Ephraim. Let's quote over here in Oz Tes. Vatabet enai b'shut base of Ephraim. Same case he had. Menaefes im geber echatachas isha. You have to tell him or not. M'chuyiv afushim esur. I... Different, it's different. Pen lo yamnu dvarov. Vafilu tov deho isha shitimeya. Lo yamen abal shemeneo nosna biyacher. Look at this chap. It's a harifus of the base of Ephraim. Ze eno. Why? Shnei be'emes hiksharan edorim tzadi. Shekeven shemidina omeres tmeyne lecho. Mitzra abal akrimishna rishona. Hechi tiru mishum shalot teino senes eneo biyacher. Vichi iso shabo lehechan holach. We saw that, Ron. We saw today. V'tiritz, tafkina rabbala l'kidushim minei, v'nimso shebisho shenenso p'nuyo hoiso, v'shemochi yishar l'bala v'chel zamir tshuma adka. Listen to this charifus of the base of Ephraim. U'lefizeh mimonav shoch, im yamin, if he believes you, haray yifash menal yisar, we'll divorce him. V'im lo yamin, great, v'yafkina rabbala l'kidushim, V'gam ken ein kan iser Torah. Look at his chap. Tell him. If he believes you, we'll divorce her. If he won't believe you, but the question will become that he won't believe you. So in the case he won't believe you, we say that why is it that he's permitted to stay married? If Mika Radin, there is credibility. The answer is, great! It'll turn out that she was never married from 20 years ago, so your how should we say it? What's the guy down there? 13-year affair with this guy turns out to be nothing but premarital, not extramarital, or non-marital, whatever you want to call it. Goes back to Unter and Yonim. Yeah? It really was extramarital, right? But now that the marriage has been undone retroactively, Afkinu, It converts all the bias from extramarital to non-marital. You've done the guy tremendous taiva. You've eliminated 13 years of averus. What a gevaldig achap of the base of Ephraim. It's really good. It's so sharp. Mamash, it's so sharp. I have a question about Osai. Isn't there an avarity with a woman when she's not married? You're going from the frying pan into the fire, right? Rabosai, we said before that Isa So does not allow him before Shmatora. Here there is. Lo Sia Kadesha. They're not married. So Isa derives him before Shmakra. It's going to the Rambam. So perhaps he said not that way. We're going to chazur, I guess, coming up. That if at the time Isa of a single woman is not like, you know, Chasisha Bola Mamzeres Bola Choso. No. It's Kadeshus. We said it's an illicit relationship. It's an illicit relationship, which according to the Rambam is an Issa D'Oraisa. An Issa D'Oraisa, Rabbosai, of a very serious nature. If it's illicit at the core, again, and unfortunately, none of the Yom. But if at the time they were together, they thought they were married, and this guy is not such a big Talmud Chacham, he doesn't even know about Afkinu, he probably thinks he's still married. Afkinu is a secret, a well-kept secret of the Ran. Even though in truth he's not married, there's no Issa Kadesh. You know what it reminds us of? The Marie Bruna. We have to chazer it. They made it tonight, and in case he dies without any children, and the brothers are not Bakaris, they won't do a chalitza, they were never married. Gevalt! For 50 years of living in sin? No, it's not called in sin, because at the time it was considered derech ishus. Go to those who remember that discussion. Fine. Says the Rabosai, says the Yabia Omer, the Ains and Maspik, Ki Aran Sham Docha Teirutze. We saw this a few minutes ago. Shem Kain Itztarech Lomar, Shem Bomeres Tmeani Minisinu Mamzer, Enem Uteres Lobala Kohen, Venem Mashma, Lachain Kozal the Tarot Sham Tirutz Acher. His Tirutz Acher was what? That Mehiki Radin, she's not believed, because she's a Meshubetaslo. So the Beis Ephraim is correct according to the Ran, but the Ran himself backed out from that Teretz. Oh. So now, in Sifkot, she's now stuck again. In Os Yud, he goes back to what we spoke about before. And maybe we can find something here to explain a little bit better. Hold on. Again, the same Shaarei Deah as we saw before. Shaarei Deah Simen Pei Aleph. Shevi dimit advarachaim isans v'cholak al zeh shebazen l'chal v'furush l'b'tor olo v'osef loma d'keima d'ika esei d'v'nitma behedja choshka v'furush b'tor. So he doesn't like that svara. V'mikol makom hiskime oladina, you have to tell v'lav mitamei shem d'kol shlon izbarer be'edim mamish shezinsa ein kan isu torah klal abal afim zinsa b'yemes v'chulei. We already saw it in Chelek Tes, the same thing. No worse than Kilayim, which is most Rabbanon, Rabosai. I'm still perplexed as to what the basis is for this Shaarei Deah. I told you I have it, it was made for you, I didn't have a chance to look at it. So Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. In these kinds of cases, which unfortunately we have to deal with sometimes, where a woman comes and says she was Mizana, we don't believe her. Oh. The only time, and she doesn't tell him, the only time we could be potentially Moti Shemibayla is if it's Raglayim Ledover, circumstantial evidence. I told you I got a call last week, exactly a week ago yesterday, I think I told you, that was the day we learned to start the Sugya. I got a call from someone at 8:30 in the morning that a woman was five little kids, and she came and she's told the friend told this lady, she confided in me that she was unfaithful to her husband. Now what do you do? And then it turns out that the husband got wind of it, and he was following her, tracking her emails and her cell phones and, you know, all kinds of stuff for the last 6 weeks, and he found incriminating evidence. Yes, Raglayim Ledover. Incriminating evidence. On the emails and on the cell phone, you know, you can just use your imagination of what the incriminating evidence was. This runs us to the big problem of that Ramah in Simon Kuf, Tes, Vav, Sivav. With Ramah quotes it in, this is Raglayim Ledover. It's a big problem. If she says she's Tmeya, if she denies it, it's one thing. But she admits it, and it's Raglayim Ledover, that according to the Ramah, he's required to divorce her. Big problem. Big problem. Major problem. Yes, it's true, the Mechaber doesn't quote this. And we said the Mechaber may hold a sheet of Saran that denies this whole concept of Raglayim Ledover joining up with her admission. But we're Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah as a rule. A major problem. Granted, Rav Moshe's tshuva is correct, but Rav Moshe himself wrote that tshuva many times. If it's Raglai on the Dover, that's the case. When we say they have to get divorced. At least according to the Rama. We try everything in our power to allow them to stay married as a general principle, if they both want to stay married. In many cases, she doesn't want to stay married. He doesn't want to stay married. But if they both want, we try. But at the same time, we can't be oblivious to what the Rambam says. We are Ashkenazim, after all. Rambam did say, if it's a glam ladover, and she admits her guilt, it's a serious problem. I want to end this series of shiurim on this topic, which is, I guess, the end of the entire Zman, just before we start the Chazara. But, as I mentioned to you already yesterday, these learning about these difficult situations should only increase our awareness of the fact that the Yetzer is very strong. These are real-life shadows are brought up to the Gedolei Rabbanim of many generations. And the Yetzer is at least as strong now as it was then. And people do fall in and make mistakes. So it's obvious to everybody that the only way to avoid mistakes is to make good dorim. The Rambam says, avoid yichud, who are gorim agodol. I'll say it more bluntly, avoid what they call today, negiyah. People think, oh yeah, I'll do negiyah, but I'm going to stop there. You don't understand, you have hormones. Then the negiyah starts with the eight sorrow, it gets even stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, until chas v'shalom, you can do an avera mamish. And as the Rambam said, you have to learn Torah. Again, this is my chumash for this. This is it. This is the chumash for this week. Ba'borek ein b'mayim. Mamash, we read the Parashas Vayeshev. Says Rashi, mayim ein bo, Mon Shabbos, nechoshim v'akrabim ein bo. It's interesting. It's in the sugya of Chanukah, which is a whole discussion of what it's doing there. And the Mefarshim explain, mayim, which is mayim shel Torah, ein bo. The nachash who nachash yetzahara yeshbo. As the Rambam said, the only way to avoid this yetzahara is to involve yourself in learning Torah, but immerse yourself as much as you can. And limud haTorah protects a person from this avet. Think it kills your yetzahara? No, yetzahara will be just as strong as before. But rasul haTorah tavlin. But the Torah will enable you to overcome the yetzahara and remain Kodesh Vitar in your single years. And Mr. Shem, when you get married, it'll enable you to live a life of Kedusha V'Tahara as a married man, all through Torah. In today's world, when the Yetzirah is so strong, and all right in front of our eyes, whether it be on the billboards, or in the magazines, and the newspapers, and the television, and the movies, and the computer, and the internet, and yes, pornography is prohibited. There was some kind of a doubt in this yeshiva that only the Rosh Yeshivas hold that way somehow, but they're influenced. So what do you say? You need a Rosh Yeshiva to tell you that pornography is prohibited? Over here. So we have to be mischazik in our learning, in the schus. These things we'll be learning about in these zionim will be for other people, but for us. We will try to make ourselves kedoshim and tahorim, so we will live our lives be kedoshim and tahara. Amen v'yom. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we start the chazara.